At the moment, any student discovered with a knife with a blade longer than 2 inches on school grounds can be charged with a felony. Republican Representative Ed Setzler says the law is well-intended but can be overly harsh.
And there have been three people in my district in Northwest Cobb County or near my district in Cobb County, young people who have run afoul of the law with felony treatment merely for having what we would consider utility knives, pocket knives, and those kinds of objects in their cars on a school campus.
Setzler says his bill would change that by leaving the decision about how to deal with students who bring knives or other dangerous objects on school grounds up to local school boards. But Setzler and Democrats disagreed over language in the bill that would allow any person authorized by a school, school board, or post-secondary institution to possess a gun. And even though similar language is contained in House Bill 875, which has received House but not Senate approval at this point, Setzler says school boards already have that power.
In 875, there's been some hullabaloo over there about empowering school officials to carry firearms. That ability already exists with school boards.
But Democratic Senate Minority Whip Vincent Fort disagrees.
From what I understand, that passage has been used, but it's been used out of context. You know, that was intended as a temporary thing for use for people bringing an artifact to show and tell, as opposed to allowing a school board to authorize a school counselor to have a 9mm in their purse in their office.
Ford says the bill is another attempt by Republicans to give school boards the ability to arm school administrators and other employees. Despite the objections of Democrats, the committee approved the bill 6-3 along party lines. The legislation now moves to the full Senate. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, Estate Capital.